Munch made his first self-portrait at the age of 18 and continued painting images of himself until he was almost 80. In these works, he explored not only his changing physical appearance, but also the ups and downs, mostly downs, of his emotional life. This self-portrait, one of his favorites, was made when he was 42. He said it in a restaurant in the German city of Weimar, where he was living in 1906. After years of struggle, his reputation as a major artist of the modern school finally seemed secure.
It was a period in his life when he received numerous commissions for portraits and other paintings in Germany. But it was also a period in which Munch was suffering significantly from the effects of alcohol and of excessive smoking and nicotine poisoning. It is that sense of a threatened existence that Munch turns to in his self-portrait in Weimar.
The artist's isolation here is underscored by the empty tables around him. The shifting scale and exaggerated perspective separate him even further from the figures in the background. As always, the colors carry symbolic weight. Here, the intense reds, oranges, and yellows he associated with passion and life war with the icy blues of the coffin-shaped tables. Between these extremes, Munch's fate seems to hang in the balance. In his diary, Munch repeatedly linked his creativity to an affinity for pain and suffering, especially his own.
I must retain my physical weaknesses. They are an integral part of me. I don't want to get rid of illness, however unsympathetically I may depict it in my art.